it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Huggles.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Did y'all hear Donald was talking about stamina last night? Like he was doing an erectile dysfunction commercial. Did y'all hear Hillary hit that sniff horse in the mouth with a man you can bait with a tweet is a man we can't trust with a nuclear weapon?
Hello.
Ooh, Trump was like, that's an old one. Hillary was like, no, it's a good one. Trump don't know he was debate at the debate, y'all. And I see he brought his favorite Negro, his assistant living hair homie, Don Harambe King, Sybil. Yeah, that life-size troll was there. And I wonder how he decided which one of his black friends was going to attend. Did he go, eeny, meeny, nappy, fro?
Eeny, meeny, nappy, fro.
Eeny, meeny, nappy, fro.
Sybil, I see Vernon Jordan was in the building.
I saw him.
Man, Vernon Jordan got older.
He's
an octogenarian now. I wrote that line so I could put octogenarian in there.
I love that.
Him and Bill look like Statler and Waldorf standing beside each other. Tom, Sybil, Jay, y'all know who needs to moderate the next debate?
Who?
Judge Judy.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
And she needs to have her bailiff with her. So what's the brother's name? They get paid for folding his arms.
Bird?
Bailiff Bird. That's the brother's name. How come Steve Wilco can give him a show and Bailiff Bird? Anyway, that's a whole nother story. Judge Julie's the only one that can tame that line move. Fossy, y'all. Speaking of sniffles, y'all hear where former player Greg Hardy from the Dallas Cowboys was arrested for possession of cocaine? Yep, he told the popo somebody slipped that sniffle in his wallet. Yep, sounds like somebody who does cocaine would say, wouldn't it, y'all?
Yeah.
Yep, y'all would not believe who has a book coming out.
Who?
Monica Lewinsky. It's called My Knees Are Still Killing Me. I thought that was funny. Anyway, it's actually Lil Wayne. Oh, that's a petty joke. It's called Gone Till November. He wrote it while he was in jail, y'all, in Rikers. In the book, Lil Wayne said he married off two male inmates. But wait, there's more. Wheezy F. Baby said Drake slept with his girlfriend in the past. That's in the past, Jay. In the past. Not the present. Yep, he said he was hurt while Wayne's behind bars, y'all. Drake was in the studio putting in work. Putting that hotline bling on it, y'all. And rest in peace to Kashif, y'all.
Yeah, Kashif.